In essence, I have to conclude at the end of that case that the dentist most plausibly was identical to an organized serial killer. He maintained a classic organized serial killer personality. You know, like the Unabomber? These people, they all, according to the FBI, kill for the sake of power, control, and revenge. Revenge being the major theme. And the principal issue, his principal vendetta, was screaming loud and clear in the legal testimonies. It was against the federal government. In essence, I concluded that he created a crime. He did what all organized serial killers love to do. They manipulate the authorities into catch-22s. The Unabomber, he publishes his manifesto in the New York Times, Washington Post, says, here's what I believe, you try to get me. David Acker, the Florida dentist, was virtually identical to this. In essence, he created a crime, a mystery that could not be solved without implicating the government. Because if they told the truth, if they said he was an organized serial killer, then the whole world would want to know motive. And the motive was screaming loud and clear in the legal testimony, which they buried. So, there was one document, however, that came along with that videotape called the Strecker Memorandum that Strecker sent to David Acker. And it was the most horrifying document I had ever seen. It was a 1970 Department of Defense appropriations request for $10 million for a five-year study to develop immune system ravaging microorganisms for germ warfare.